From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Tens of thousands of people are again descending on Cairo's Tahrir Square, which erupted in clashes the last couple of days between pro- and anti-government protesters. But NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports from the Egyptian capital that today the atmosphere seems more celebratory than tense.
Today, with so many people coming out, there's sort of a sense of electricity in the crowd of that you can just really feel it, that these people really do believe that they can change their government simply by saying that they want to and by gathering together.
NPR's J.J. Sutherland in Tahrir Square, where people have been pushing back supporters of President Hosni Mubarak, who is under growing pressure to resign immediately. Earlier this week, he said he would stay in power but would not run for re-election in the fall. Jared Loughner, the alleged gunman in the Tucson shootings last month, will be tried first in federal court before he faces prosecution on Arizona charges. Pima County Attorney Barbara Lawal and Arizona U.S. Attorney Dennis Burke announced the agreement today. They say federal law requires all state prosecutions to be suspended while a federal case is pending. Loughner is accused of gunning down 19 people, including Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who survived. The husband of the wounded congresswoman will join the crew of Space Shuttle Endeavour in April. After all, Ed Mayberry with Houston Public Radio reports NASA plans to offer more details during a news conference this afternoon about Mark Kelly's plans.
NASA confirms that astronaut Mark Kelly will be aboard Endeavour in April. Kelly is discussing his decision at a news conference later today at the Johnson Space Center. He took a leave from training after Giffords was gunned down at a Tucson shopping center on January 8th. She's undergoing physical rehab here in Houston, and doctors are reporting good progress. Kelly spent most of the past month at Giffords' bedside since the shooting, debating whether to step down as commander of Endeavour's two-week mission to the International Space Station. Liftoff is targeted for April 19th. Until recently, Giffords chaired the House subcommittee that oversees NASA. For NPR News, I'm Ed Mayberry in Houston.
We are coming off a disappointing month for job growth. Today, the Labor Department released a monthly jobs report that revealed the economy generated 36,000 jobs, not as much as analysts had hoped. But the government says the unemployment rate still fell sharply last month to 9%. This comes a day after U.S. retailers reported some of their strongest earnings in weeks. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down slightly at 12,061. That's in trading of just over 2 billion shares. The Nasdaq Composite Index was up 7 points at 2,761. This is NPR. A Somali man is getting 9 years in prison for trying to kill the Danish cartoonist behind the widely controversial 2005 caricature of Islam's prophet Muhammad. Larry Miller reports the attacker went to the cartoonist's house armed with an axe.
Muhuddin Mohammed Gil broke into the home of Kurt Vestergaard on New Year's Day 2010. He was convicted of attempted terrorism and attempted manslaughter. He pleaded not guilty, claiming he only wanted to frighten the cartoonist. In 2006, Vestergaard drew a picture of Mohammed with a bomb for a turban. When it was published in a Danish newspaper, violent protests in many Islamic countries resulted in at least 50 deaths. Vestergaard was given round-the-clock police protection. After Gil serves his 9-year sentence, he'll be deported to Somalia and banned from Denmark for life. In a separate case, 4 men are awaiting trial, charged with planning to attack the newspaper that published the cartoon. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Icy roads are blamed for 5 traffic deaths across 3 states in the South. Louisiana State Police says one person was killed today in an accident in Iberville Parish in southern Louisiana that involved 3 18-wheelers and a pickup truck. Another driver was reportedly killed in western Louisiana when his car ran off a highway. 5 inches of snow are on the ground in the Dallas suburb hosting the Super Bowl, and that's just 2 days before that big game. The National Weather Service says Arlington, home to more than a billion Cowboy Stadium, the billion-dollar Cowboy Stadium, was among the areas of North Texas that had the largest accumulation by this morning. This is NPR.